Those two girls
on Hit 105.
Well, Brisbane, there's only one thing to say this morning, isn't there, Lise?
Oh, bloody Let's great to be a Queenslander.
Well done, fellas.
22-6. Incredible game. You know what I loved is that it's all, I felt like last night was all about saying goodbye to legends and welcoming in a new guard, Sarah. There was something about it.
Oh, God, I've got a tear.
Oh, well,
I've got a
don't
tear.
Cry.
A
it's
bit
all
like
good
watching
news.
Jonathan Thurston's farewell. Oh, God, it's too much. It's too much. Hey, guys, let's play a game of our very own here on Hit 105. Of course, it's Game of Suburbs, 13 10 60. Give us a call to play. Winner gets a prize. And I'll tell you what, here's a clue for free. We're 22 Ks out of the CBD today.
Game of Suburbs.
Rightio, 13, 10, 60, Brizzy. We are playing Game of Suburbs, the game that celebrates the beautiful suburbs of our fair city, Sarah. Now, every day we choose a suburb, you guys have to guess. We are absolutely ruthless with this. You've got to be quick.
If we even get a whiff that you're Googling or getting help.
We won't allow it. One clue per caller. Winner gets a prize today.
Okay.
Let's kick off with Dominic from Redbank Plains. Are you ready for your first clue?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, you're excited, aren't you? Heard that giggle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dom. It's a suburb of Logan.
Logan. Awesome.
Pick one.
Logan. Just pick a suburb?
Yeah.
Pick any Logan suburb.
Pick one.
Give it a...
Woodridge.
Dom.
Oh, my God, Dom, you got it on the first clue.
Dom, who even are you?
We had so many great clues, Dominic. You've wrecked it for
That's
us, but
it.
You've won yourself tickets. Dominic, you've won yourself tickets to the 3-day gourmet experience, the Food and Wine Expo, July 21 to 23.
Awesome.
It's going to be awesome. I don't know if you've ever been, but for everyone else listening, tickets from foodandwineexpo.com.au. It's amazing. I can't believe you've ruined it.
I know. Oh, the next clue was going to be so origin pertinent too, because
yes.
Cameron Smith grew up in Woodridge, but you've ruined that, Dom. You've ruined it. No, congratulations. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking a guess. See, that's what happens, Brizzy. If you take a random stab in the dark, you might win a prize.
You might win.
But seriously, how angry are you both right now?
I'm pretty angry.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Sarah, I don't know how I feel about this next story.
What is it?
There's a new study that's revealed that clubbing, night clubbing.
Yeah,
at the
I know what clubbing stands
well,
for.
I don't think you. Maybe like, you won't going into this.
I assumed it was night and not like seal clubbing or something. Yes, I'm good with night clubbing.
Sorry, Peter. yes, the study has revealed that if you're night clubbing at the age of 37, it is considered tragic. Those are the words employed in this article. Tragic. Now, I am 37.
Oh, I actually just yawned thinking about clubbing then.
I know.
Yes.
So I'm 37. You're 4 months off 37.
Yeah.
How do we feel about this? Because this study is saying that 29% of 37-year-olds can no longer deal with a hangover. I can't.
True.
Hideous. Takes me a week and a half to recover.
It really does. It takes me a solid 3 days.
80% are more than happy to be at home on the couch. Again, me.
Ding, ding, ding.
Happy days. They've also listed catching taxis, booking babysitters, getting dressed up is one of the deterrents.
I can remember being in my early 20s at a club and seeing a group of probably 37-year-olds and saying to my friends, if I'm still out at the clubs at that age, just
club
me
over
up.
The head.
Just lock me up, please.
So, I mean, I can't remember the last time I went clubbing, to be honest. I'd much rather, I like to dance badly.
I like to disco, my heart in San Francisco. In fact, I think that song was out the last time I went clubbing.
nothing about clubbing appeals to me. At all.
No, I'm 100% there with
you. I like a wine bar. I like a house party. I like a dinner party with friends. I don't like clubbing. So,
I'm 37.
Quite happy.
So who else is joining us in the 37-year-old? I tell you what, you know that Jason Momoa guy who's Aquaman and he was in Game of Thrones?
Yes.
He was that Oh, Dragona, someone, anyway. Yep. He was at the State of Origin last night.
He's 37.
He's 37. I hope he just went home after the game. No, clubbing at the Caco for Jace. Who else? Who else is 37?
Channing Tatum, I believe. I'm quite happy to hang on the couch with Channing. I'll put
but
my hand up for that.
He can't Magic Mike in a club.
Well, he can Magic Mike in the lounge room.
Pink? Okay. Okay, we're going there.
I'm not... I think the listeners are with me on this one.
I think that's why 37 years... Is that JT?
Look, I think this study is bang on point. I think why would... Like, no one should be out clubbing. I think it's okay to want to dance. I think it's okay to want to listen to music. Don't hit the clubs
when you're 37. Nothing we can't do in our lounge room.
Those two girls on Hit 105. Scoopla.
Sarah, I've got a really lovely piece of scoopla. Is that what it is? A piece of scoopla? I don't know. That just came out that way. I'm going to run with it. Okay, this is a beautiful story about Macklemore, right? You know that rapper? Just say yes and nod.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah, I mean, I had the Glorious sample there, but yes, the same person.
Glorious is what I'm running with. So Macklemore has surprised his grandma on her 100th birthday. So he flew to California where she lives to surprise her. He made her cry because when he appeared out of nowhere, she cried. And then he said to her, "Today, we're going to do whatever you want to do." You know what she replied?
Clubbing.
No. She said, "Oh God, I want to do it all." Anyway, so his latest music video for that Glorious track, thank you, Scotty, recaps the day as the two drive around, making mischief, buying shoes, partying. The video's had nearly 2 million views just one day after being published on YouTube.
Oh,
it's
that almost
cute.
Makes me feel a bit teary.
I know, she's 100.
That's beautiful.
It's really lovely. I mean, God, he knows a way to win fans, doesn't he?
Scoopla. Gorgeous. Okay, you know what else is gorgeous? Jess Mowboy is relocating to Darwin with her boyfriend after filming for The Secret Daughter Raps in Sydney this week. That's a great show.
It
I got
is
hooked
a good
on
show,
that last year.
Yeah.
The singer and actress, she's 27, told the Daily Telly she and her long-term boyfriend will be moving there for a month to reconnect with family. And these two have been together for 9 years. He's a soccer player and they've moved into her $1.8 million two-level Sydney apartment late last year. I tell you what, if there is a happier person in Australia than Jess Mowboy, I'd like to meet them. I am so thrilled for all her success. She just is an absolute treasure.
She's really well deserving, isn't
yes.
she?
Yes.
Like people like that, you're just so happy for this. I'm happy for anyone's success, in fact. I'm really happy for Jess Mowboy's Scoopla. Guys, for all your Scoopla news, you can head to hit105.com.au, but we do it best.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Rate yourself.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
You're a nerd.
You're a nerd.
It's time for Nerdy McNerd Nerd.
You're a nerd.
With Sarah.
Nerd. I'm back.
Oh, gosh. You know, it could have been one of the happiest days of my life when our producer said, "Girls, we're going to rest Nerdy McNerd Nerd for a week." And I was just going, yes, finally. Sarah, on the other hand, it nearly killed you, didn't it?
I felt my heart drop.
Yeah.
But I'm back, Brisbane. I'm back.
Guys, it is time for Sarah's favourite segment and my least favourite, where she chooses popular idioms and phrases in the English languages and explains their background. So all those little turns of phrases that we say so commonly, Sarah's here to debunk those and explain them out for us. What have you got for me today?
Okay, Lise. Well, I guess we could say that our Queensland boys last night were armed to the teeth with their plays.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
That actually comes from 1600s pirate behaviour.
Okay.
Back in the day in the Caribbean, we've all seen what Johnny Depp got up to. Most weapons were single-shot black powder guns and cutlasses. So those crescent-shaped
swords. Yes.
And when boarding a ship, pirates would have to carry as many of the weapons as they possibly could if they got into a fight with another boat, of course.
Yes.
And they would often have a knife in their teeth. So if you were
armed
to
the teeth.
That's what that means.
Okay.
What do you think?
Literally and figuratively. Okay. Yes, I don't mind that one.
Okay. What about this? Do you think New South Wales is feeling a little bit gobsmacked?
I've heard that.
Last
Everybody
night?
Uses that. Yeah. Quite, yeah.
What does it mean?
Well... I don't know, Sarah.
Bit,
I guess that's what you're here for.
Right? That's
yes.
How...
Yes.
Oh, come on. You can give us the modern version,
well,
can't you?
Well, I know you don't like it when I chime in, so I'm just going to let you run with it.
All right. It's actually coal mining lingo. Started in about the 1800s. So a gob, okay, mm-hmm. is the space left behind in the ground once it's been mined.
Right.
It's packed with waste rock and then it's left to collapse. But they don't know when it would collapse, okay? So obviously it just collapses in on itself at some stage. And when it did happen, it would smack the ground and the noise would reverberate so loudly that when the other coal miners heard it, they'd be gobsmacked. Like,
yes. It would catch them by surprise.
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
That is rather interesting.
Okay, I think you're going to like this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm just going to make myself a very strong coffee.
even though it's a Thursday morning, this could be happening right now in a few homes across Brizzy. Hair of the dog.
Yes, that's when you follow up a big night with a bit more alcohol, right?
Yes. Okay. The full phrase is actually hair of the dog that bit you. And it comes from the 1500s. It was a superstition that after being bitten by a dog, the best thing to do was to pluck a handful of hair from the dog and pop it on the wound.
Yuck.
That's why so many people died back then.
Yeah. And hopefully this segment will die soon too. Oh,
no!
It's a breakfast with
no!
Those two girls.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
How long have you waited for a delivery? Because I am fascinated
wow.
with the whole... Well, I am fascinating also, but let's just move on from there. I'm absolutely into this whole Tesla electric car bizzo. Elon Musk. Have you even heard of him,
no,
Sarah?
No.
He's amazing. He's like some genius tech inventor. I mean, he's building rockets now. Anyway, he is famous for the Tesla line of electric cars. So these cars, to give you an idea, you plug them in, like you just plug them in your garage, and in one charge, they travel 350 kilometres. They're billed as like a rival to the BMW 3 Series. They are the biz. I'm totally into it.
Wow, Apple should take a look at this because if you can charge a car and it can drive 350 Ks, how come my iPhone can't last more than a couple of hours?
But this is the thing, right, with the delivery. So some people in Australia, in fact, 400,000 people, have put down a $1,500 deposit on this Tesla Series 3, right? Mm. Now, they put that deposit down in March of last year.
Okay, so it's already been 15 months?
Yeah, but the cars are just going into production in the US now and they're unlikely to arrive in Australia before 2019. So we're looking at a 3-year wait. A lot of people are mad electric car fans, so they're like, I'm happy to wait, I don't care. But imagine that, 3-year plus wait. 131060, how long have you waited for a delivery? I mean, we could be talking pizza here. I don't care. Pizza, cars.
Yeah, I went to buy an accent chair once at a popular furniture place and the wait on that was 3 to 4 months. And I was like, nah, not getting it.
Yeah, I mean, that's common.
I'm
that
not
is
patient.
Really
when
common.
I want something, I want it now. So, yeah, how long have you had to wait for a delivery, Brizzy?
Those two girls on Hit 105. Scoopla.
Yes, Brizzy, Scoopla, where we give you the latest local and international goss that's on our radar. Now, we have to go there. We have to talk about Kimmy K. Kim Kardashian has apparently proved that the white substance that was in her now infamous selfie was not cocaine. So on Monday, she posted a pic and eagle-eyed fans noticed what appeared to be two lines of a white powdery substance in the background of it. Now, the 36-year-old reality star took to Snapchat and Twitter to show that the two white lines were actually markings on a marble table. But she initially said that it was candy from a leftover lolly binge. She wrote and said, after all that, this table at the background is a marble table, you guys. Like, come on.
Yeah, that
come
was a
on,
quick, that was a quick
guys.
Turnaround.
Yeah, a bit of a change from a leftover lolly binge to it's marble. It's a marble
yeah,
table.
I don't know. Suspicious.
As you do. As you do.
Scoopla.
Oh, sorry, Scoopla.
So we spoke about him earlier, Aquaman, Jason Momoa, and Amber Heard. Amber Heard. I like the sound of that
Heard
better.
The absolute authority on this.
She's Johnny Depp's ex, right? They were here last night in the Cauldron. They were here at Suncorp Stadium for last night's... Thank you, JT. Yes, it is hilarious that I said Amber Bird instead of Amber Heard.
Scoopla. Now, she's just finished playing infamous ice skater Tonya Harding in the upcoming biopic, I, Tonya. And it seems Aussie It girl Margot Robbie...
Why is that funny, guys?
Is JT laughing? Let me get through this. Margot Robbie might have another big role in waiting after that. The 27-year-old former Neighbours star is in talks with Pulp Fiction and Kill Bill director Quentin Tarantino to star in his next project. It's a really light one. It'll be a great date movie. It's a drama revolving around the Manson family murders. Wow. Take your boyfriend
to
that.
She's killing it. I love Margot Robbie.
Bad pun. Scoopla.
She's
for all your Scoopla news, you can head to hit105.com.au. Oh, we're out.
Is it biopic or biopic?
I thought it was biopic.
It's biopic, guys.
Isn't it?
It's not biopic,
like a biography. Jack,
the producers don't know anything, Sarah. Don't listen. It's biopic.
Get out.
At 23 past 7, Chris Brown. Yeah, you've got Winter Breakfast with those two girls. We got to go produce our new biopic.
It's a biopic.
Don't
you put Chris Brown over us.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
It's Chris Browner. Amy Drew is in with your news headlines in just a few minutes' time. Right now, you've got Winter Breakfast with those two girls. Before we went to that song, you see, the thing is, during Scoopla, Sarah, you said this.
Playing infamous ice skater Tonya Harding in the upcoming biopic, I, Tonya.
So we pulled you up. Our producer Jack and I pulled you up because we were unsure... If the word biopic is real, it went something like this.
She's for all your Scoopla news, you can head to hit105.com.au. Oh, we're out.
Is it biopic or biopic?
I thought it was biopic.
It's biopic, guys. Isn't it? It's not biopic,
like a biography.
Jack.
Remember you got really angry about it?
I've never said that word before, and it just looked right.
Look, I've done some Googling on it, Sarah, and I think... it's a common mistake.
We knew the best thing to do when you make a mistake is to make sure people are listening. And Kimberly, you were listening.
I was indeed. Ladies, I love you, but it is biopic. It is short for biographical picture.
Kimberly, you're killing us.
Kimberly, I love that you sound so aggro.
But she loves us. It's the main thing.
I do. Look, I get it. I'm like that if I see...
I think it's a common mistake because there's so many.
It doesn't seem to be because we actually had like three people call through being like, it's biopic. It's biopic. Thank you, Brisbane. Pull us up.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Yes, and we've been on air for 2 weeks now, filling in for Stav Abby, Matt, and Osher. And this week we've been sponsored by the Warehouse Furniture Clearance Sale. Now, there's a bit of a story in this. As part of our job, we have to read lines for our sponsors that then go to air. And we trust the team around us to give us that information. So when we were asked to individually go into the sound booth and were given a script and had to read some lines...
It's just part of the job.
Part of the job. You don't question it. No.
You look at the script, you read it straight out, you get it done quickly.
What we didn't know was that our producers had given us fake scripts. And they'd stitched us up.
Because they wanted to see, it turns out, they wanted to see how long we'd last before we cottoned on that something wasn't quite right.
So take a listen. They've named this the Ron Burgundy Challenge.
I'm Ron Burgundy?
Damn it. Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
So I wanted to figure out how far would we go? What would we read?
Before realising that this was a stitch-up. So,
how did you go, Sarah?
I twigged pretty quickly. Take a listen. Hi, I'm Sarah. People know me as the funny one from Those Two Girls. My back gets sore sometimes from carrying this radio show, which is why I need a couch from the Warehouse Furniture Clearance Sale. Yeah, so I just knew that there was something more in this, right? And I wasn't 100% comfortable with saying those lines because, Lise, you and I are a team. We know what our values are. You know, and that's the essence of who we are. It's our friendship, okay? I'd never... throw you under the bus and say negative things comfortably.
Well,
how did
nice.
You go?
Yeah, not well.
Should we take a listen?
I'm just going to preface this by saying no. I'm a professional. I just get the job done, Sarah. I don't question my producers.
Well,
I'm efficient. They said do it quickly. I just read it.
Take Let's a see how that worked out for you.
Hi, I'm Liz. People know me as the funny one from Those Two Girls, but there's nothing funny about Brisbane's largest furniture warehouse sale. Hey guys, it's Liz from Those Two Girls. My back gets really sore sometimes from carrying this radio show. My partner Sarah can sometimes be a wet blanket, something you can sort out down at the warehouse furniture clearance sale. Hey, it's Liz, the more popular one from Those Two Girls. Sometimes I want to put Sarah in the corner. I wish I could sweep my co-host under the rug, one of the nice rugs available at the warehouse furniture clearance sale.
Are you right?
Nailed it.
No, at
That's
no
what I
point
think.
Did you think...
No. No, I did, Sarah. I read it and I was like, I'm not comfortable, but I'm just going to keep pushing
yeah,
through.
Yeah, well, don't you rest on your laurels there because...
This is what happened, though. I had 2 pages of scripts. I think you only had one.
Yes, I couldn't even get through the first page without killing myself laughing.
They gave me
you
a second.
You kept going. We haven't heard it. Apparently, it's not good.
Hey, I'm Liz from Those Two Girls. Now, I'd give up my show with Sarah for a new couch from the warehouse furniture clearance sale. Hello, it's Liz from the new Liz Carlaw show.
Oh!
Hi, it's Liz Carlaw, queen of Hit 105 and Brisbane radio. Hey, it's Liz from Those Two Girls, most popular radio talent in Brisbane. Hey, I'm ex-international model and Brisbane radio queen, Liz Carlaw. Furniture, get it from warehouse furniture clearance sale. Did you just do that? I would have sworn through every single one of these. I was like, what is this? Adrian, you're dead to me.
I knew it was
no,
dodgy,
you didn't.
Sarah.
No, you didn't.
I was so uncomfortable with every single phrase that came out of my mouth, but I thought, this is commercial radio. Mm. We want this job so bad. I'm
well, you want
do
the
it.
Liz Carlaw show. That's what we know you want. Gosh.
I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm just a consummate professional. Just deal with it.
Tonight Scotty. On Facebook, the video of Liz breezing through those lines as if it was just another day. You'll find them on the Hit 105 Brisbane Facebook page.
Rude.
Whatever.
Rude.
It's just professionalism.
Those Two Girls on Hit 105.
Now, with State of Origin's decider being on last night, I am so sure that there's been some crazy bets going down.
Yes, of course. We're not talking money.
No.
We don't want to hear about your cash. That's boring.
No.
We want to hear about win or lose. Did you and your mates set up some kind of funny repercussion that you had to do today? So if people see you wandering around Brizzy looking a bit silly or a bit sorry for yourself, what is it?
Well, because this also happened for game one. A guy in our office, obviously a Queensland supporter, put down a bet with our boss, who's a New South Wales supporter, that if they won or lost, whatever happened, he'd have to wear the Blues jersey, take a photo with it. That was then turned into a cardboard cutout, like a life-size cardboard cutout, which I'm staring at right now.
Yeah, it's disconcerting.
So these bets are around. We know it. We'd love to hear on 131060. Did you have a great bet last night? And win or lose, what are you having to do today? I mean, the premiers do it, right?
Yes.
Each and every time. Premiers of each state.
Yeah, they do, whether it's wearing a maroon wig or
the jersey.
I don't know. Just tell us your creative bets that you're dealing out with today.
Oh, gosh.
Those Two Girls on Hit 105.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Guys, 131060, it's time to take your triggered calls. Now, this is the time in the show where we offer you guys a safe place to just offload the little things that are giving you the irrits. Just, you know, lay them on us. Feel better about yourself. What's yours today, Sarah?
I am triggered when I don't wear makeup and people say, wow, you look so tired.
Triggered.
I'm like, thank you. This is just my face. I'm very well rested.
Sorry for my face.
What about you?
I'm having issues with my earplugs, my iPhone earplugs. They're just one ear, just doesn't like them, just rejects the
So you
earphone.
Have one snug in your eardrum and the other
so
just keeps falling
well,
out.
The other one's loose, just doesn't like it. Okay, guys, here are some of our other favourites.
Triggered.
Triggered.
When my mum sings over the top of me and the lyrics aren't correct.
Triggered.
So I'm a truck driver, and when you're coming up to red lights and you've judged your braking distance and you've got it all down to pat, and then someone decides to jump right in front of you, and you've got to slam your brakes on a lot harder than you anticipated and nearly run up the back of them.
Triggered.
When you're on the way to work early in the morning, an old mate in front of you has the boat loaded up, ready to go out for the day.
Triggered.
Or when you step in a puddle of water and you're wearing socks.
Oh. Triggered.
Oh, so many little things that irritate you. Just get it off your chest.
So 30, many
10,
calls.
60, then go on with your day. It's cleansing.
We're taking your calls after this.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Triggered.
Yes, 13, 10, 60. We're talking triggered. The little things that have irritated you that you just need to get off your chest. Before we go to callers, Liz, can I just say one more?
Sure.
One more from me. When you're in traffic and you're letting a emerging lane is coming into your lane and you let one car in.
Yes.
And then a second car sneaks in. I'm like, no, wait your
Triggered.
Turn. Okay? I'm generous yes. for one, not for two. Leslie from the Gold Coast, what has triggered you?
Well, I work in a menswear store and something triggers me when a customer, when you say hi to a customer and they go, I'm just looking, thanks. It's like, I didn't ask where you were looking.
You just said hi, didn't you, Leslie?
That is like the ultimate. Back off, customer. Back off, back off.
I know. It's very rude. I'm triggered by that too. Tracy from Redland Bay, what's triggered you?
Oh, good morning, girls. How are you?
Good, Tracy.
Look, I just want to tell you, you've annoyed me already because thinking about it just gets me frustrated. You know when you're standing at the lights and you've got that one irritating person that keeps pressing the walk button, the little man?
Yes.
It's like they're impatient. It's not going to make it go any faster.
Triggered.
It's red. It just gets me worked up, ladies, and it's a beautiful day.
Tracy, you're getting screechy and I love it. I love it so
oh my
much.
Goodness.
Because
oh, my goodness.
We know that triggered is working if we
it
get
really
a little bit
is.
Of a screech happening. Thanks, Trace. Hey, Keisha from North Lakes. Triggered. What's happened?
So you're coming up to a set of lights, you see someone press the button and then they cross the road and then you have to stop for the red light and you're waiting there at a red light for no reason because there's nobody to cross the bloody road.
Because they've already jaywalked across the road, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
They pressed the button, made you stop. And they've already crossed the bloody road without stopping.
Oh. Yes.
And waiting for the green man.
Oh.
There's a lot of angry people on our roads here in Brisbane, but that does get my goat. Patrina from Eaton's Hill, what's going on over your way?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What really, really annoys me is when, like, you're sitting on the toilet and the phone rings. So you quickly hurry up and get everything done and you race in and then the phone hangs up. And then And then they don't ring back.
Just call them back, Patrina. Just get back on that missed calls. Give them a dial. But yeah.
It's always bad. Unknown numbers. Hey, Shay from Petrie, are you triggered?
Hello. I absolutely am. When you spend all your time doing your flawless makeup, finish it off with your mascara and you sneeze. And it goes
Yes. Yes. And it's always when you're in a hurry that that happens, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Shay, I stick it in my eye. I always, like, right at the last minute, it goes, the mascara one goes into my eyeball and then my eyes start to water and run all over the rest of my makeup. I'm with you.
Do you need a cuddle, Liz? Do you need a little...
It hurts so bad. Makara from Eagleby, what's got you triggered?
Oh, well, I work in a workshop full of men and they seem to love to leave all the toilet rolls off the toilet so they'll be empty.
Triggered.
It's just their birthright to do so.
Yes. Oh, I don't know. Men. My husband gave my 3-year-old and 6-year-old a little lecture. You must change the roll.
Oh, God, I live with empty toilet rolls all over my boys' bathrooms.
Craft projects.
It's so annoying.
Oh, triggered, guys. We'll be doing this same time tomorrow. Get angry. Get very angry.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Brizzy, we read this story on the Daily Mail today and we couldn't go past it. Now, a lady called Jody took time off work and school with her 2 kids and her hubby. They drove all the way out from Roma to the Cauldron last night for the decider. They were pumped. Pumped, I tell you. Now, Jody, we've got you on the line. Things didn't go as planned, did they?
No, that's right. No, we turned up and our tickets
went to scan, but yeah, failed. So we went to the ticket book office and we were, yeah, basically told that they were fraud.
So, Jody, talk us through. We're so sorry to hear that. Honestly, we have two kids, each have two kids, and my heart just broke for you because you have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old, and I can only imagine the disappointment. What happened with these tickets? You bought them on an online classifieds platform.
And then what happened? I mean, plenty of people do secondhand tickets on Gumtree and Trading Post and those kind of places, like Adele. All those tickets were going secondhand. How did you get scammed, Jody?
Well, we went in a bit worried and dubious, but he actually sent us a driver's license and whatnot, and you know, spoke to us on several occasions. Actually, he didn't speak to us in person. It was through texting, but mm-hmm. he seemed very legit. He was a young tradie, and he said, "Look, I'd really like it to go to a family." It was four tickets, mm-hmm. and we were chasing four tickets altogether, and it was very hard at that stage. When we went to purchase the tickets, we could only get two or three. We couldn't get the four together. Yeah. And having young children, you know, we all wanted to be together.
Yeah, of course.
So we thought, oh, this young guy's really legit. And he said, look, I'd really love a photo of you guys when you were there that night. You know, thank you. And we were just over the moon. But, yeah, it didn't go to plan, and Jody, we all rocked up there last night.
So you've travelled 500 k's from Roma to get here to the game. How excited were you and the kids in the car?
Oh, just ecstatic. Well, my little 8-year-old, this is her first, fourth year, in rugby league. She plays out at Roma, and she's just a mad football, and she was disappointed that Thurston wasn't playing, but she said, we might see him in the crowd somewhere, and so she was just ecstatic, and when we were turned away, she was just sobbing. I was gut-wrenched. I was trying to...
keep it together, yeah.
Soften the blow, and yeah.
And Jody, dare I ask how much these tickets cost you?
They were $265 tickets, and he was actually selling us, I think they were $180, $200, I think we ended up paying per ticket.
Per ticket.
Right, so about $800.
It's a fair amount.
Oh, and so what happened when the tickets didn't work? Where did you go? Do you think it happened to other people too?
Oh, it did. It did. I've had numerous feedback on Facebook as well, and Messenger and whatnot, and from, a heap of people, other families it's actually happened to. And there was people actually in the line before us walking away, and they were in tears too. So,
do you think it was the same bloke? Do you think the same bloke did a few people over?
Oh, he did. He did. Because as soon as the lady in the office seen that his name, Blake Marlowe, which is a fraud, it's identity theft as well.
Yeah.
Because the young guy has contacted me and he said, please go to the police. I've lost my job over this.
He's
suffering, poor bugger. I feel for him. And so we're just really, it's not just us it's happened to. And it's very unfair. It's very unfortunate. It's sad. But
Jody, did you really
want to help this guy out now.
Did you get to watch any of the game? Are you still in Brizzy?
Yes, we are. We're at my daughter's in Brisbane. We've seen the last half and probably, the last, 5 minutes of this.
Well, look, you know what, Jody? If you don't mind holding the line, stay with us. We want to talk to you more and we want to sort something out for your kid's birthday. So would you stay with us, Jody?
Yeah, thank you very much.
We'll be back soon.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Hey, guys, just before the break, we were chatting with Jody. Now, Jody packed up her husband, her two kids, her 11-year-old boy and her 8-year-old girl, and they drove all the way from Roma to Brizzy last night. They rocked up to the Cauldron with their tickets in hand to watch the decider live, only to be turned away at the gate after realising that they had been scammed when they bought their tickets off Gumtree. Kids in tears, and they met several other people there who'd been scammed by the same bloke too.
Not only that, but Jody and her husband are both contractors, Sarah, which means that they took two days off work, 2 days of no income. Mm-hmm. The kids took time off work. I mean, the whole thing...
on top of the $800 they paid for the tickets.
The whole thing really just broke my heart because I can't imagine having my kids react that way on such a big night. And I actually think the kids, they'd never been to a live footy game.
Yeah, is that right, Jody?
Chance.
We know that your boy and girl play club footy out at Roma. Had they never been to a live NRL before?
No. So they were ecstatic, you know. They were, jumping out of their skins to be there. And, it was.
How are they today, Jody?
Oh, Emmy Lou, the girl, she's pretty devastated. We got to watch the last half last night once we got home, but she said, oh, well, we're all together, Mum. She said, if we got seats there, we would have been separated. And I said, oh, we wouldn't have went in. But, yeah, she's still pretty devastated. But she said, you know, it's not your fault, Mum, because I kept going, yeah, I'm so sorry.
And yeah,
said,
you feel responsible, but you're not. Yeah. You're not the guy who scammed you is, and he did it to lots of other people, so it seems. Yeah, yeah.
Now, Jodie, we've got Lou from whatsyourteam.com who's phoned in, and Lou's on the line. Hey, Lou.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Now, Lou, you've heard the story. Tell us what are your thoughts? What can you do?
Look, I'll tell you what I can do for you guys. If you guys can get into our Redcliffe store, I'll hook your kids up with a Queensland State of Origin jersey for each of them. Might ease the pain a little bit.
That would be lovely. They'd be ecstatic, over the moon, yes.
Oh, Lou, yeah. I've got goosebumps, guys. I really do.
Thanks so much, Lou.
That would just
Jodie,
be
are the kids
so
in
beautiful.
The background? Can you give them a hoy?
Oh, I can. They're just there. You hear that? Oh, they're listening now.
Oh, well, that's good. So this will be the, I think Lou's kidding them out with the latest gear that the boys were wearing on the field last night. So when they rock up for Club Footy back home in Roma, they'll certainly look the part. Thank you so much, Lou. Now, if Brizzy, if you've been listening in and you know you're someone this happened to, or maybe you know the bloke who's been scamming, please call Crime Stoppers 1800 333 000. And Lou's store is at 89 Redcliffe Parade, Redcliffe. What's your team dot? I love a happy ending.
That's a lovely, lovely thing to do, because those little kids will be able to go home with something from their trip to Brizzy.
City folk rallying around our country folk. Yeah. I love it. Queenslander all the way.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Sarah, we only have 24 hours left of this fill-in slot. Did you realise?
I did.
Thank you. And, you know, we have been front and centre to the best music in the country over this past fortnight, just listening to all the hits and old school, just taking it in. But something has occurred to us and we're saddened by it, aren't we?
We are. We just feel with so much modern music, they're just...
something missing,
a little something, just to take them to that next level. And so we thought, what about those forgotten musical instruments that we still hold dear to our heart?
Well, we know the ones we're talking about. They're those elusive ones. I mean, we've written a list here. I mean, how much do you miss the spoons in music these days?
Immeasurably.
That's right. I mean, the other thing, remember those bottle cap rain sticks and you just bang it on the ground and it just like jingle jangles?
A washboard?
Yes, the washboard. It's very percussive.
Water glasses, just a bit of like licking the fingers and then...
Kazoo, melodica, rice in a bottle. Simple yet effective. A nice little... I mean, that's got a Latin feel to it. So a gum leaf even, Sarah.
Oh, that's tricky.
Well, you know...
A gum leaf is hard to play.
It is. I don't want to play a gum leaf, but...
well, we set out... We've decided to go out with a bang tomorrow, haven't we?
It could be a terrible idea.
A beat or a bang. And we thought, let's get the hottest song in the country right now.
Biggest song in the country. What is it?
Desposito.
There it is. Oh, so good.
Oh, God.
I love it.
So, Sarah, I'm hot for it. You know what else I'm hot for?
Oh, God.
The spoons.
Well, let's give ourselves 24 hours to insert a little bit of forgotten instrument flavour into Despacito. Let's prove that these forgotten instruments can enhance
a
modern
day
song.
Yes, that they still have a place in today's music world. Well, I'm going to take the spoons. I'm not even going to give you that choice. What are you doing?
That's just lazy because they're just down the kitchen. But okay, I'll give
you the
spoon.
I don't know where I can get a melodica. So what are you getting?
Look, I am mad for a recorder. I know most parents are, but the day I read sheet music and played the recorder,
there was a light in my life. With Titanic?
Yes. Mm. That was me in year three. Titanic wasn't out, but that was me.
Okay, so what? So same time tomorrow, we're going to give ourselves this 24 hours to learn the spoons and learn the recorder
to the tune of Despacito. We're going to debut it here tomorrow. Our music director is not impressed, but he will be tomorrow.
Yes.
We're going to nail this, Sarah.
All right, let's do it. Wish us luck. I've got some teaspoons here.
Sounds horrible already. That's not how you play the spoons. You put them back to back.
What?
You put them back to back and you put your finger between it, oh, like
look,
your knuckle.
Either way, it's happening. Tune in tomorrow, 8:50. We're going to do it then.
Are you with us, Brizzy? Yes, you are.
Those two girls on Hit 105.